Came from Bakersfield. That is halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco, so you kind of get a visual of where we're from. This morning, very quickly, I'm going to go over the what we consider to be an action H1N1 void in our community, how we took advantage of the void and turned it into an opportunity, how we conducted stakeholder and town hall meetings as part of the action plan, how we developed a prevention brand, and how we turned that into a co-branding opportunity with many of our partners, and how we developed special branding and distribution of our materials. You all know this, but I just want to just kind of frame it. March of 2009, the first case of swine flu out of Mexico. First patient, April 2009. Pandemic is declared in June, and in our community, the vaccine arrives in October. So I don't know if all of you realize that, but that's almost a six-month period of when it was first exposed before we received our H1N1 vaccine. So a lot of concerned people out in the community. So what we wanted to do in Kern County was we wanted to take this action void and position our public health department as the community resource for information related to H1N1 as we knew it. And we wanted to use one of the most valuable tools we had available then prior to H1N1, and that was the information that we did have. What I will be explaining to you are all things that happened prior to the vaccine arriving. There's two things that we did where we outreached to the community. One of them was stakeholder meetings. Excuse me. And what we did was we identified those entities that would be highly impacted when H1N1 did arrive. And we identified associations, like in our community, there's hospital COs who have associations, superintendent of schools, news directors, medical associations, and town hall meetings. First one that we did was we developed early were the stakeholder meetings. What we did was we invited individual groups, like the CEOs from all the hospitals, just them to meet with all of our public health experts and to discuss what we knew about H1N1 at that time. As you can see, these are the experts that we had present in their field of expertise who talked about what we knew about what we thought would be happening with H1N1. So that did a couple things. Number one, it positioned, again, the positioning of public health as the community expert on all things related to H1N1. And plus, they could ask us any questions that they wanted to or needed to regarding H1N1. So after the multitude of stakeholder meetings that we had with these specialty groups, then we achieved our first goal, and that was to establish public health services as the portal for all timely and accurate information related to H1N1. As many of you remember, in those 5 months prior to the vaccine arriving, there was multitudes of messaging and information that was shared with everyone. There was a lot of confusion that was created by that. So what happened after our stakeholder meetings is that people kept referring back to public health. Ask public health, go to their website, call their information number, and so that worked very well for us. Also part of the stakeholders meeting, we presented our co-branding opportunity. Part of the brand that we wanted to develop, this is again prior to the arrival of H1N1, were the 3 C's campaign that we developed. It was cover, clean, and confine. So we promoted 3 C's. It was easy for the children to remember, it was easy for adults to remember, media to remember. And we developed that into radio and TV commercials and other collateral material that we did. Does anybody know who the Foo Fighters are? Okay. So if you know who the Foo Fighters are, then you're probably one of the target demos that if you caught H1N1, you were going to be affected very seriously with it. So that was one of the niches that we wanted to do. Has anyone seen this pin before? I'm sorry to hear that, because I found this one at a conference I was at in Los Angeles a couple years ago. This was the last button on a vendor's table, and I picked it up and I thought, someday I'm going to use this. I don't know when or how, but I'm going to use this, and I wanted to give credit to whoever designed this this Flu Fighter button. Well, we converted it into our Flu Fighters with the 3 C's, with a superhero characters that we developed for our campaign. And of course, everything we did was in Spanish and in English in our community, which is very, very important. The co-branding of the Flu Fighters began with our stakeholder meetings. When we met with, for example, the hospitals, we said, what we'll do is we'll produce the Flu Fighters material. You keep the public health logo, and we'll put your logo on the materials, and we'll give it to you. Will you accept that, and will you post that in your hospitals? And they all said yes. So what happened, the partnership just exploded when we offered this to all these entities that you see here. And then it began to grow from there. Car magnets, it started with just public health, and then directors from other county departments within our county said, hey, can we have some of these? It's kind of an important message. So when you drove through Kern County, you saw the Flu Fighters, 3C message, hand sanitizers. We purchased hand sanitizers and placed them in all county buildings and put our Flu Fighters logo on each one. Kent, this is a light pole banner that we hung in on our health campus, Flu Fighters, 3Cs. Fido and flu. Anybody want to guess what that is? Part of public health, we're also a part of animal control. And animal control was in one of our meetings, and they were having a rabies clinic. And then we thought, okay, pet gets a shot, human needs a shot. Let's do Fido and flu. So what we did was we offered the H1N1 at no cost, and also the rabies shots at no cost for people to attend. And you can see, even with the specialty events that we had, the Flu Fighter branding carried through on everything that we did. All of you are familiar with Burger King, Subway, Walgreens. Have them in your communities? Well, we approached them the same concept as we did with the schools and hospitals. And guess what they did? They said yes. They would love to co-brand with us. So, for example, if you went into Burger King in our community during our campaign, if you had a takeout order, they would insert our Flu Fighters prevention campaign in every to-go order that they sold. If you ate in their restaurants, we designed tray liners that had the 3Cs campaign Flu Fighters. And this is what it looked like close up with one of our partners. Flu Fighters, comic strips, so we developed a comic strip for our local newspaper that ran, which is very popular. Again, the message of 3Cs. Then specialty branding. What we did was we converted it to attract the attention of junior high school, and college youth. And same message though, cover, clean, and confine, and still the Flu Fighters. Then of course the other important partner was business. So we developed a campaign that still had the Flu Fighters and the 3Cs that were for the business community. Now, we converted all this into TV and radio commercials. And I want to thank all 10 technicians that were up here earlier today to make this work. The Flu Fighters. It's a radio commercial.
Hey, kids. Have you always wanted to be a superhero? Well, now is your chance.
You know, the flu can really make you sick. So this year, become a Flu Fighter.
Just follow the 3 C's.
Cover.
Cover your cough and your sleeve.
Clean.
Wash and clean your hands often.
Confine.
Stay home if you're feeling sick.
And remember, stay away from sick people so they don't give you their germs.
So become a Flu Fighter and follow the 3 C's. Cover, clean, and confine.
Help spread the word, not the germs. Call 1-877-81-VIRUS.
Public health is public safety.
The Flu Fighters.
You said you were going to dance when I played that, all three of you. Okay. So that was TV and radio, and that was also translated into English and Spanish. So the next phase of reaching out to the community were town hall meetings. And what we did with this was we contacted our board of supervisors in our county and asked them, would they be interested in conducting town hall meetings in their districts? And at these meetings, they said yes, of course. And at these meetings, we promoted it again with the Flu Fighters campaign, the three C's. And at these, they were designed for whichever community we were in. At each one of these, we had the public health officer, the director of public health, the CEO from the hospital from that area, and the superintendent of schools from that area sit on a panel who basically just answered questions from who was ever in the audience. Again, this is all prior to us receiving the H1N1 vaccine. So multiple town hall meetings throughout the community, it showed that public health wanted to go out and provide information. There's ask any questions that they wanted to regarding the vaccine, priority groups, anything related to that. So that worked out, we thought, very well for us. Then the final phase of this was the point of dispensing or pods. Like many of you, I'm sure you all went through this with the multitude of people who lined up for the vaccine when it did arrive. Some of the things that we thought we did maybe just a little bit differently were we worked with some of our large employers where we went on their campus and conducted H1N1 clinics on their campus. And swap meets. Now, swap meets are, everybody knows what swap meets are in California. Finding it on the East Coast, they don't know what it is, but basically what that is, that's a huge community yard sale that we have. They have every Sunday at our fairgrounds. And we're still continuing to do our H1N1 clinics, and we just did a swap meet about a month ago, and we dispensed 1,000 vaccine. So the campaign's still working for us. So went through the action void, the action opportunities, stakeholder town hall meetings, prevention brand, co-branding, specialty branding, and distribution. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I think if you're as impressed as I am, they did this before vaccine even came, which I guess could be the fourth one, maybe cower while we chase you down for your shot. There's just a few housekeeping things let me tell you very quickly, and then we'll have just a minute or two for questions. I'm supposed to remind you about your continuing education credits. You can go to the Learning Center. The next session will begin promptly, probably not, at 10:30 following a short break. And don't forget to complete and submit your conference evaluation form. So we do, I'm sure that folks would be willing to stick around for just a minute or two if you have some questions, please. I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Belt it out.
So I'm Carolyn Cook from Tacoma, Washington, and we have been trying to do some branding, and this is for Flu Fighter Gun.
Flu Fighter Guy.
Trying to do some branding and trying to do a similar campaign through our immunization coalition, our community immunization coalition, which is really active. And our biggest issue is funding. So what kind of funding did you use to, you have to develop the logo and pay for that and stuff. So I welcome some.
Yeah, just that her question is the big one, which is money for Steve.
Right. How did we pay for it? I think almost everyone received H1N1 money to help combat the pandemic. We carved out some of that money for outreach. Now, part of the team that I have, the production team, we have a graphic artist who designed the Flu Fighter cartoon characters. And all the collateral material was designed in-house, so there was no outside agency that was used for any of this. The only exception to that was the jingle that we used, and that cost us about $2,000 to do that. But everything else was printed in turn. We have great printing machines. So there was very few of what you see here that was outhoused. It was all in-house with what we did, so.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you want to just paraphrase the question? Okay. She's asking about the co-branding with the private sector. In other words, how do you knock on Subway's door and say, you know, this could be beneficial? And then, again, of course, how do you pay for things like that?
It was all personal connections that we had. For example, I knew one of the owners of one of the franchises for Subway who had children. The owner of the franchise for Burger King has children. That's really all that we had to say, and then we told them that we would produce the materials. We paid for the materials that they needed to pass out in their restaurants and post the flyers. As long as Public Health logo was on there with their company, then we would pay for it.
Other questions? Okay, thank you all very much. Enjoy the rest of your conference. Thanks to our speakers.